Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. I always say this as usual. I mean, I really do have an exciting guest today. I always have exciting guests, but this particular person, she's not only an expert in fitness, but also nutrition. But hey, not also nutrition, also a celebrity energy healer. Hey, not just that, she's also an astrologist and tarot reader and an IFBB professional, or sorry, bikini professional as well. So I'm really, really excited to dive deep with Miss Annie Parker today. It's a real, real treat to like really dive deep with Annie and really go through her journey, because it's really rare that we find somebody who specializes in all of those categories. And I think it's awesome because, you know, when you're going, and she really is an expert in all those fields. If you just check out her Instagram, you'll see like, she's the real deal. Like she, you know, just by looking at her reels, you're going to be motivated to work out with, you know, work out, go to the gym, move your body. And you can tell she's very vibrant, and you can pick up that cheerful energy from her. So you can tell she really lives and walks the walk in terms of mindset and living a healthy and wellness lifestyle as well. So I am super, 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 super excited to have this discussion with Annie today, especially with the services she offers, like cord cutting. I love, you know, energy work. And I want to dive deep with Annie about that. But before we dive deep with Miss Annie Parker, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for activewear leggings, activewear bras, crystals, organic candles, organic deodorants, essential oils, aromatherapy diffusers, crystal home decor, and much more at happybeingwell.com. Subscribe to their email newsletter for 10% off all items, free shipping in the USA on items, and use code podcast25 for 25% off all leggings. And also, quick little announcement. I'm super, super excited to announce that the Happy Being Well podcast has been nominated in the health category for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. So if you are enjoying this podcast and, you know, you want to vote for Happy Being Well and support the show, go to www.podcastawards.com. Register as a voter, type in the name of the most of the podcast that's influenced you the most, click sign up, and then scroll down to locate health and then select Happy Being Well, click nominate, and you must verify your vote in your email inbox, because this shows them that you're not a bot and you're a real person voting, and you have to log in back into the site using the easy to remember password that you're only going to use once to log back in to verify your vote. That is it. So if you want to vote, go to podcastawards.com to vote for Happy Being Well. So welcome, Annie. I am like super, I've been like waiting for this show to happen. Like I was like, oh my God, I gotta have Annie next week. I'm so, so excited. And I was like checking out your website, and I just love all the services, like I mentioned before, that you offer. So tell us, like, it's not every day I run into somebody who specializes on that. How did that happen? How did that evolve? Like, what's the journey to that? How did that happen for you too?
Yes. Well, first, Rita, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and congrats on your nomination. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Just getting cold. Excuse me. Of course, that's going to happen the minute we start the show. I'm so excited to be here, and so happy that I think we found each other maybe on Clubhouse or something like that. And that was so nice. So I'm so grateful that you reached out to me. And, you know, I was a gymnast when I was young. And that was kind of my outlet when I was a child, right? Because a lot of us have difficult childhoods and things like that. And that was definitely my outlet for mine. And so that kind of started me on just like a love of health and fitness and nutrition and all these things. Went to college for communications, my undergrad. And then when I got out of college, I went into medical sales, pharmaceutical sales, because that was in the health field and I wanted to be in the health field, I thought. So as soon as I started doing that, which I did for 8 years, amazing money, of course, all of these things, right? All these beautiful perks. I felt like my spirit was getting so drained. I really didn't understand how empathy worked and being in the hospitals and being in those spaces and how to like protect and clear my energy, cleanse my energy at the end of the day. I didn't understand any of that yet. So I would be so drained and so tired. And then I started teaching Pilates on the weekends just as, again, another outlet for just my energy being drained and feeling like that, just like heaviness all the time. Because we need those outlets. And, you know, after a while, I started to realize that part of the heaviness that I was feeling was because people were, I'm giving people medications instead of helping them actually get healthy, right? Where we're kind of giving them a quick solution without like really being able to go, okay, well, what are we eating? What does our lifestyle look like? What does all this look like? So, you know, I got out of pharmaceutical sales and hospital sales at that time and gave up all of that money while I started competing, because that again became like another outlet while I was doing sales. And I happened to go pro while competing in bikini like 2 years after I started. Excuse me. Sorry.
It's okay.
Can we edit those out? I'm like losing my voice all of a sudden. So. Oh my gosh.
Just take a breath. Just take a breath.
I know. I had like a really bad cold last week. So I'm finally over it, but it's definitely like little tiny things lingering still. But so I started competing. I started competing professionally, traveled all over the world. Had beautiful sponsorships with different companies. It was so exciting and so fun. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start my own nutrition company. And at that same time, around that same time that I was transitioning out of sales, I was also going through a divorce. So I really wanted to heal myself, right? And heal, because whenever we are getting out of a relationship or something has been difficult in a relationship, this is one of the things that I teach people with cord cutting. It doesn't just start with that relationship, right? We learned certain characteristics and certain reactions somewhere. So we have to kind of go back to the start and see where we learned certain like behaviors, relationship behaviors, and deal with those things from the root and not just from, you didn't just start that in this relationship. So I wanted to heal all of that. And I did that through regular therapy, but also through various modalities of energy work. And you know, in that time, I loved it so much. I became a Reiki master. I started studying under a shaman for a long time, became a hypnotherapist and a theta healer to work with that subconscious mindset, because I wanted, as much as I loved going to therapy, I wanted a faster way. I wanted to speed up, right? Like there's gotta be a way to speed this up. So, you know, I had my body healthy and under control. I wanted my mind to match. I wanted my emotions to match all of that. And that's how I did that with energy work. And I would practice on my friends. I would do it on animals. Dogs are the most receptive creatures on earth when it comes to energy work. They will just accept without question. Humans question whether something is real or whether it's working. Dogs don't question, they just accept. So they were always more fun for me to work on. Still are. And you know, so I started doing that for my friends behind the scenes while also starting this fitness and nutrition company and being the spokesmodel for a number of different brands speaking about fitness and nutrition. And then, you know, I was hosting infomercials on health and beauty products and all of that stuff. And then COVID happened. And as soon as COVID happened and all the infomercials stopped, I was like, man, what am I going to do? And I started noticing a collective heaviness that was going on in the beginning of 2020, where I was like, how can I be of service? How can I help? So I started kind of coming forward with a lot of the energy work that I do and offering my gifts publicly, where people had never seen that before. They only knew me for fitness and nutrition. Mm-hmm. So through that, because I was living in LA, I got a few celebrity clients. I met a bunch of people through Clubhouse.
started posting on my Instagram more about what I do, the astrology that I know, the readings that I do, would really only do for friends. And I actually, in the last 2 years, like being at home and, you know, in LA, we were very locked down. So at home, no shooting infomercials, no studio time anymore, none of that fun stuff. I started really just putting my spiritual business out there and creating that along with my health and fitness business.
I love that. And also on your website, for everybody who you can subscribe to her email newsletter and get tarot and astrology in your inbox from her website. If you visit missannieparker.com, miss spelt M-S, annieparker.com. So there's a cool little freebie for you guys. I love that story, Annie. That's awesome. And I love the fact that you discovered, you know, energy work through, because you're obviously an empath. And when you're working in the medical industry, doing medical sales, and, you know, people are needing medication because they are obviously, you know, not 100% well, and you're around it, and I'm an empath too. So I can understand, we kind of take on their energy. If I'm in a room, if someone's really like upset or nervous, especially nervous, and I can feel it in my body, I take it on as if it's like I'm experiencing it. So it is draining. So I like the fact that you discover that literally just being the observer, like just observing yourself, and you're able to do that, you know, with your own discovery process, like just discovering that through experience. And so I just really, really love that, because it's like, it's really, you know, we weren't taught that. We weren't taught how to be the observer of ourselves in life. You know, we either discover it just by natural, like just kind of, or we're taught that when we go to either, you know, reading a book or somebody taking personal development training. So that's awesome. And then you embarked on studying energy work. I want to talk to you about cord cutting. And I loved what you said about, you know, cord cutting in terms of, you know, if we're in a toxic relationship, or if we have a pattern of recreating toxic relationships, it comes from a root source. It's not just, oh, well, I just happened to meet the wrong person, or I just keep meeting the wrong people over and over and over again. it's not a matter of luck. It's a matter of like, you're attracted to that. It's a place of familiarity. It's a familiar energy that we were, our nervous system was used to while we were growing up. So for people that don't understand, like I know what cord cutting is, but for people in the audience who don't understand what cord cutting is, can you explain what cord cutting is?
Yes. And that's a great question, because I know there's a lot of, especially if you're on TikTok, they have all these little cute little rituals that you can do on your own, all this stuff. Mine is not that. Mine is very intensive and it's about 2 hours long. So, and it includes hypnotherapy with energy work, with journeying. And it's almost like, because, you know, the shaman that I worked with, she would go to Peru and offer plant medicine rituals and ceremonies and things like that. And my guides actually said, no, that's not what you're here to do. You're here to do that same work, but in a different way. So I was handed gifts that got me to the same place in a different kind of way. So that's what I do with other people, you know, a ceremony for people that, you know, maybe they've done plant medicine, maybe they don't want to do plant medicine, but it can be very similar. But basically we are going in, you know, we're going to have a conversation and talk about what's on the forefront of your mind, because these are the things that you're thinking about and that are kind of weighing on you. That's why you're coming to see me, right? What's on the forefront of your mind is why you're coming in the first place. But then we have to get to what's on the subconscious as well, because that's what's leading your decision making. And that's what we need to get to. And your subconscious is generally formed between birth and about 7 years old. So we have to think about our caretakers, who we were around the most, right? Maybe even our siblings sometimes, if something was going on that could have been traumatic. This happens even with weight loss clients. You know, they're doing everything right, but they can't lose weight. There could be something that they're holding on to from childhood or their past that it's actually like being used as a protective layer for them. And we see it a lot where, you know, you have to be ready to release it. And that's what we do. We release a lot of these things where we don't need to hold on to it anymore. You know, we kind of reframe that subconscious mindset. And we go in, we do the reframing, we clear and balance all of the chakras before we even get started. We go on a journey to have conversations with the higher selves of yourself at different ages, right? That inner child work. But also 9 times out of 10, probably 10 times out of 10, people come to me and go, okay, well, I want to cut cords with an ex. Well, more importantly than that ex, we end up cutting cords first with certain cords, because this is the thing. People don't understand that when we say we're cutting cords, all we're doing is releasing, and we're releasing certain emotions, negative emotions. We're never going to cut good cords. We're never going to cut someone out of our lives completely. It gives you the power. We take our power back. We do a soul retrieval in this, right? Wherever we've given our power away, we take our power back to give you the choice. Do you want this person in your life or not? And it gives you the full power to make that decision without any, because our attachment styles even get formed in childhood. So if you have like an anxious attachment style and you have a fear of abandonment, you know, we can cut the cords to that fear of abandonment. We can cut the cords to resentments with our parents, because a lot of us have them, right? Because our parents didn't know everything when we were children. My mom was 18 when she had me. She didn't know what she was doing. You know, so there's a lot of stuff that gets built up there. And so we have to break through those resentments first, because, you know, often the resentments that get built up in our younger years, we carry those resentments into our relationships. And then all of a sudden we're in a relationship and those resentments get built up. I've even had couples, while they're still together, come to me to cut those cords of resentment to make their relationship stronger so they don't break up. So it's not just for after we break up, right? So, you know, blame, shame, and guilt are cords that we want to, because we ourselves, especially after a breakup, we can blame ourselves. We can not trust our judgment if we feel like we chose the wrong person, right? So we have all of these cords with ourselves that we're so hard on ourselves that we need to release too, because we don't need to be carrying all these things. All these things weigh us down and make it harder to manifest. Because, you know, one of the biggest rules in feng shui is you have to make room for the things that you want to call in. We don't keep clutter in the house. We don't, you know, we make room. If we want a partner, we want to call a partner, and we have to make room for them. It's the same thing in your energy. You have to make room in your heart. A lot of people, because we've been hurt or gone through something, we close our heart off. So it's a process of opening back up while still learning how to protect your energy and have good boundaries. But cutting, you know, cutting and releasing those negative emotions that we no longer need to carry.
I love that. I loved everything that you just said, especially it's a good point too. Like, yeah, I know couples that are married and they cord cut every day. They cord cut every morning before they start their day. I know one particular couple that does that. Just so, because, you know, every day, you know, just, yeah, for exactly what you said, to make the relationship stronger and have that fresh energy, because it's normal, you know, throughout the day, you might squabble over, you know, I don't know what coffee to buy or something, like, no, I want this coffee. Mm-hmm. No, you want that coffee, you know, just little things, right? I know they're little, but it's always the little things that can add up. And you know, it's just little. So when you cord cut, it's just, you release all that little petty stuff and you get to like refresh. You just hit a refresh button on the energy. You kind of clean the energy. You just clean the energy. You clean the negative energy, whatever. Even though these are minor things, it's still like, you know, why do you want to have those minor little negative energy in your energy field? So I love that you brought that up. It's not just for, you know, just trying to get rid of the toxic patterns, or, you know, the original root of those toxic patterns and, or, or people. And also like the cord, we all have energetic cords. Like every person that we meet, there's an energetic cord that forms, you know, the people that we went to elementary school with and stuff like that, right? It's just because we're constantly interacting. Energies is, everything is energy. So it's, there's always a transaction that takes place. And so, yeah, so it's actually, if no one's ever done cord cutting, it's a really, really powerful, you know, I highly recommend, I mean, it's really powerful when you do it with a practitioner like Miss Annie Parker. And she certainly she certainly knows what she's doing. She said, you know, she certainly is well-versed in it. And it is super, super powerful when you do cord cutting. And one thing that happens, and a lot of people have experienced this, is when you do the cord cutting, like say you're cord cutting a particular toxic person from you. Oh my God, this has happened to me like so many times. Like the person either right after you do the cord cutting, they call you, right? I had one time the person show up at the damn door. I was like, oh my God, like, you know, and it was a person that I really wanted to cut the cord, you know, it was, they were just like relentless into getting into my energy space. And they were just so toxic. And they literally showed up at the door as I was trying to do the cord cutting. It's a very powerful, you know, highly recommend everyone do it. And it's also called Ho'opono, right? Mm-hmm. Cord cutting. Yeah. But there's different, you know, everyone's got their different variations, of, you know, of the technique. So yeah. And Miss Annie Parker she's very well-rounded. So I'm sure her technique is super powerful because she's, you know, she's a specialist in the fitness and the health, and she's personally, you know, she's obviously a great observer of herself in life. So also, you are a nutritionist, and talk to us about how you got into astrology. How did that happen?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have loved astrology since I was little, and probably because I'm a Scorpio sun rising Mercury. I'm like, I have a lot of Scorpio there, and Scorpio like literally rules like everything that's like mystic and, you know, occult-ish.
See, so, we have a full moon, Scorpion full moon today.
It is in about, about 7 minutes. So,
oh, wow.
Speaking in 7 minutes. Yeah.
So whatever you want to manifest, guys, you know, now's time to do it. You got 7 minutes left.
Yeah, that's right. And so this full moon is in Capricorn, and Capricorn rules our 10th house, which is work, career life, how we're being seen out in the workplace. So even things like podcasts, your social media, how you're showing up, right? How you're showing up with your work, your message, all of that stuff. So especially if you have any manifestations around career or anything like that, like that's the time, you know, it's super special that we're doing this podcast even at this time.
Yeah.
Really amazing.
Yeah, I looked at that. I was like, oh my God, she's coming on the full moon. I was like, perfect timing.
Yes. And I've loved it since I was little. I think I got into this work really when I was about 14. I was at my friend's house, and I think I was 14, 15, and I was looking at her bookshelf, and she had all of these like witchcraft books and all of these things. And I was so fascinated. And she picked up this one book called Earth Power. I still have it. And, you know, it went over what all the different herbs do and mean, what the colors, the candles, like literally just like all the basic things of like what, you know, the months, the colors, the, you know, planets, like all these different things. And I was like so fascinated, even at 14, 15 years old, that I just, you know, I started studying astrology and tarot and all of these things, and was so drawn to it always, but never really thought of it as like, you know, a career or anything. It was just something that I loved and studied, and I'm I'm a Gemini moon, so I'll study anything all day. And, you know, it just kind of became, I'm really good friends with David Palmer, the Leo King, and I was on his show for Deep Love Tarot back in, I think that was maybe 2020, I don't remember. It was a little while ago. It was last summer. So it was 2021. And, you know, he's an amazing astrologer and I've learned so much from him. One of the writers for Cosmo and all the major magazines, Lisa Stardust, she was one of my teachers as well. Learned so much from her. So, you know, it's, you always have to have mentors. You always have to have teachers. And it's so beautiful because, you know, you get to watch people rise up and really grow into their gifts. And everyone is so uniquely different, especially when it comes to spirituality, that, you know, it's always interesting to me when I see someone worried about competition or anything, because like everyone's gifts and everyone's messages are so unique and different that, you know, you have to have different messages to resonate with different people, because not everyone is going to resonate with one person. So
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And I love everything energy. I just think that, you know, everything is energy and we're constantly interacting with energy. And there's a certain like synchronicity. And I think, you know, there's laws of nature, you know, I think there's laws of energy. Everything is an energy exchange, you know, even in our 3D world that we live in, you know, society, the normal functioning of society, right? You go and you work, your money is a representation of energy. We work, we provide a service in exchange for money, right? It's an energy exchange. So, you know, when you really start to break it down, you kind of really start to get it, you know, in terms of, you know, how to work with energy. For people who are not really familiar or kind of wrapping their heads around, you know, this energy work. I just lump it all into energy work because that's what it is for me. You know, and also with, you know, we're talking about the full moon and before a full moon, it is traditionally believed that then that is when, you know, you can call in or, you know, bring things that you want to experience or have, because the moon is moving closer to the earth. And then when the moon is waning, decreasing in size, the moon is moving away from the earth. So that is when traditionally it's been believed that it's when you can, you know, focus on what you no longer want in your life. That's not serving you. Right. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's what I know. So
yeah. And today is actually the largest, I believe it's the largest or one of the largest supermoons of the year. So it is actually going to be one of the closest moons that we have all year. So it will look very, very large and very lovely tonight.
Love that. Love that. And I love that you're here today for the full moon.
Me too.
Yeah. So, and you also offer, you know, you're a fitness coach, right? People can sign up for your fitness and health program. So like, what does that look like? Like what kind of programs do you offer for people that are looking to get more fit and healthy?
Yeah. So I love to work with people on a subconscious level when it comes to eating and fitness as well. You know, especially if this has been a long-term goal for them and they haven't seemed to been able to reach it, or they're going in, what a lot of people do is go in a cycle where they might lose and then like gain, lose, gain, all of that stuff. So we want to like kind of change our wording. You know, we stop saying lose weight, because when we lose something, we generally want to find it again. If you lose your keys, you want to look for your keys and you end up finding it again, you know? So we want to shed weight or release weight, right? Instead of losing something, because we do not want to find it again. And, you know, work on that subconscious level, because, you know, I've had a number of cases where people work so hard and diet perfectly and all of this, but they're still not losing weight. And, you know, when we actually dive in, there was some kind of traumatic event that happened and they do use that as a form of protection, or we have to work with their relationship with food. But at the end of the day, I want people to get to a place where they are eating intuitively, right? We start by taking out a lot of the inflammatory foods. Like, you know, we'll take out dairy as much as, you know, you allow, because some people are like, oh, I don't know. And it's like, okay, well, let's start by removing dairy and gluten and seeing what kind of impact they have on you, because those are two of the most inflammatory things in the United States diet right now. So let's start there. And then, you know, whether you eat meat or don't eat meat, you eat plant-based, whatever it is, we can work with that and those nutrients and see what your body needs. We also do energy testing to see if there are certain things that your body does not like, or, you know, if there's one particular food, because honestly, I've seen it where, you know, I remember this one time, this woman was like, I can't lose weight. I can't lose weight. I can't lose weight. And, you know, I'll do a body scan, like an energetic scan, to read people's energy and what their body is saying. And I said, you're still having dairy. You really have to cut that out. And she's like, really? I have to? And I was like, you do. If you really want this, like, you have to cut it out and find an alternative, because there are so many alternatives now, you know? Mm-hmm. And she cut it out for 1 week and lost 5 pounds. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's just kind of like, sometimes it's that one thing, you know, we keep consuming this one thing, and it's that one thing that's keeping the weight on us. So we help to identify those things that are, you know, keeping inflammation in the body, keeping weight on. We look for any trauma that might be in there, working as a protective mechanism. You know, I remember one woman had been sexually assaulted, and she was told after that point that, well, if you didn't look that way, it wouldn't have happened. And she was like 19, 20 years old at the time. So what happened? She was in her 40s and couldn't shed the weight that she'd been carrying for the last 20 years since that had happened. Because if she, you know, it was in the back of her mind, if she didn't look that way, it would have never happened, which is absolutely horrible. But that's also something that, you know what I mean? You have to do the work to release, you know, an energy that someone else put on you, you know, so we can move past that and shed that layer of protection. You know, it's almost like a false protection, but you know, we do that in front of our heart all the time. Like I said, after we get hurt with relationships, we build up that protective layer where it's actually blocking out love and abundance and money, you know, like money and love and all of that, that's all coming in, receiving in the heart space. So when we have that protective layer up, we don't realize sometimes we're blocking money and love, you know what I mean? So, you know, we want to work to kind of bring down some of those layers. So we do a plan that kind of goes through, like, you know, what foods work best for you. I want you to have things that you love, things that you like. We work on portion sizes and all of that stuff. We work together really closely. We check in once a week and do photos and measurements. I'm not huge on weight, because weight can fluctuate so much depending on, you know, the time of the month, especially if you're a woman or what have you. So I love measurements and photos. You can watch your own progress. And then, you know, if someone doesn't want to do workouts, I totally understand, that's fine. But I will give you like a little like, okay, great. We're going to make it a goal to walk 20 minutes a day. And then we're, you know, after a couple of weeks of getting comfortable with that, we might change it up and do something different, because we never want the body to get complacent, because that's where we plateau. And then like, that's what we're going to do, is kind of like keep doing different things that we're comfortable with to keep it moving. But then if someone does want to do workout, we can write an entire workout plan, you know, particularly ones that I've done when I was competing as a bikini pro, or just, you know, incorporating just basic health moves, Pilates, yoga, things like that, to keep general health there too.
Awesome. I really love that. That sounds like such an effective, really effective way to really get to the root cause and finally just really achieve those results permanently, without, because, you know, without the up and downs, because, you know, if you don't deal with the root cause, like you said, and you have the tools to identify those root causes with your body, because you're also a spiritual worker. So you utilize your spiritual tools to incorporate, you know, with, to achieve those fitness goals and health goals. I really love that. That's so awesome. And that's what helps you identify the root causes, helps them identify the root causes to get to the root of it, to stop those yo-yo results. So people will like, they'll try and try, and they'll eat really healthy first and they get the results, and then they're skinny, you know, they're thinner, and they, but then something happens, they get triggered, and then they revert back to their, you know, familiar habits, familiar patterns of reaching out for the comfort food, or, you know, putting it back on to feel safe again, to put that protective layer on for whatever mm-hmm. reason, based on their trauma. Yeah, I really, really love that. Awesome. And so you're able to get in there and just help them remove those blocks, identify those blocks most importantly, and then remove them. Mm-hmm. So it's like a whole integrated approach. That is so awesome. That is like, yeah. So if you guys are looking to, you know, finally get those health and fitness goals, reach out to Miss Annie Parker if you really want permanent results. That's awesome. And so where can people, I think I mentioned your website before, but we'll mention it again. If people want to reach out to you to work with you, where can they go?
Absolutely. Everything is Ms. Annie Parker. That's MSANNIEPARKER, Ms. Annie Parker. And that's my Instagram, TikTok. I always have different reels going on, whether, you know, it's Instagram or TikTok. And then MsAnnieParker.com for my website as well.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. And yeah, I highly recommend. She has an awesome website. Check out her website. She even has snippets of the media appearances, TV show appearances she's been on as well. So if you want to get to know more about her, you know, you can listen in on those. And she has an email newsletter program where you can subscribe to stay up to date with her. And so you can get more news from her. So when you're ready to work with her, she's in your inbox. I love email newsletters because that's what I always do. It's like, well, I'm getting to know some, you know, perhaps a service provider, and I love to subscribe because when I'm ready to work with them, they're in my inbox. So it's just mm-hmm. so easy to, you know, pull it up in my inbox to contact them when I'm ready. So awesome. Love it. So I thoroughly enjoyed having you on the podcast today, Annie. I loved everything that you said. And so any closing words, any tips to give to the audience today?
Yeah, I appreciate you so much, Rita. I really love this. That's actually my grandma's name. So that made me really happy. Yeah, it made me really happy when I saw your name pop up when you first messaged me. But you know, if you go to my Instagram or my TikTok, I have a link in the bio that has a free manifestation video, some of my keys and tips to manifesting, because that's one of the things I love to teach people about. So I have a free manifestation video in there. And then if you are an empath and you're having trouble, you know, cleansing or protecting your energy, you want to know more about how to protect your energy when you go into, you know, busy spaces or you're around certain people, sometimes it's our own family, I do have a video about protecting your energy as well as a mini recorded, because when I work with people, I have clients all over the world. So I work with people right over the phone with the cord cutting. And so I have a recorded hypnotherapy that you can listen to before bed that does a little mini cord cutting as well. So all of that is right on the link in my bio for recorded things if you want to check those out too.
Awesome. Love that. I highly, highly, especially today, full moon, highly check out, you know, her free manifestation. Was it video or manifestation mm-hmm. tips? And that was a great thing that you mentioned, because I was going to just ask on behalf of the audience who are, you know, living in different parts of North America, you know, if they can work with you via phone or via Zoom, right? So that's awesome. So you take clients mm-hmm. worldwide, and you work with them on the phone mm-hmm. and Zoom as well.
Yep, absolutely. All you need is, so we'll always get to know each other on video, you know, as long as they have video option. But as far as doing the energy work, you only need my voice, because we're going to use complete hypnotherapy and energy to do all of the work. So, you know, it's going to be cameras off. You just have your headphones in, you're listening to me, and we're going through an entire journey together with hypnotherapy and all of that needs to be done. And yeah, I have clients in Texas, Australia, Chicago, and I'm in Nashville now. I was in LA, but so works like a charm.
Awesome. Love it, guys. So go to Miss Annie Parker Instagram page, go to her website, subscribe to her email newsletter to get astrology and tarot readings in your inbox, and check out her stuff and check out her free manifestation video. She's got real, honestly, she really has great content. I highly, highly suggest and encourage you guys to check it out. Also remember, vote for Happy Being Well in the health category at podcastawards.com. Sign up as a voter, create an easy to remember password. You're only going to use it once to verify your vote, to let them know you're not a bot. And nominate Happy Being Well in the health category, check your email inbox to click verify, and then they'll have you log in again just to verify the vote, and that's it. Easy peasy. It'll take, like, you know, 60 seconds of your time, and you'll be supporting the show, and you'll be helping me and my mission to really spread awareness around self-love, self-care, mental health, how to really live a healthy and wellness lifestyle, so you can be happy being well. It's truly, truly a passion of mine. I know what it's like to live a life without self-love. And I had to learn the hard way, you know, to identify that I didn't fully love myself. I was lacking in self-worth. That's why I was allowing toxic relationships into my life. You know, because I had fear of abandonment. I didn't want to, fear of losing that support, you know, even though we all know toxic relationships are not always supportive, it's more toxic than supportive. It's been a journey, guys. And so, you know, and I catapulted after I discovered that and really cultivated the strength and awareness, to cut off all toxic relationships. My energy just really catapulted. So everything, that's why I super, super excited to have people like Annie on the show who offer cord cutting, who are highly, highly well-versed in energy work, hypnotherapy, working with the subconscious mind, because that is truly, truly where it's at. And honestly, I had in really cultivating the skill of being the observer of yourself. It is it's not going to happen overnight. It is something that you have to cultivate. It is a skill that you have to practice till it becomes a part of your DNA, until you become unconsciously competent in it. So guys, if you like this episode, share it out with your friends, subscribe, love you all. And until next time, guys, and until then, be happy being well. Bye, guys.